This is Life and Faith Indiana, highlighting the needs of various ministries and helping you live the Christian life more skillfully.
Hello, and welcome to Life and Faith Indiana. I am your host today, Lee Hiddle, and I wanted to welcome to the studio today, Heather Burgett. Hi, Heather.
Hi, thank you for having me.
We are going to be talking today. She's a local Fort Wayne girl, or from Indiana anyway. She's a dynamic speaker, founder of the Facebook group, Becoming Debt Free. She's really interested in sharing with others about financial success, and that comes from her own experience, which she'll tell us about. But before we hop into that, let's just find out a little bit about Heather.
Yes, hi. So I'm, like you said, originally from Indiana, and came here to Fort Wayne for college, and then ended up moving out to LA, where my parents are originally from. Went out there, stayed with family, and that was really kind of, you know, I was finally on my own officially and dealing with emergencies and just handling things on my own financially, and got myself, unfortunately, into a lot of trouble. I tried to do things on my own, as a lot of us do. Yeah. And then a few years later, moved back and met my husband. This May will be 11 years that we've been married, and we have four kids, ages 8 to 18 months. So,
wow, you're a busy mom, as well as doing all of your sharing about finances. I want to mention the book is called Unlock Your Why, Seven Keys to a Thriving Relationship with Money. The book actually came out in 2019, right?
Correct.
Okay. And so it's out, and you can probably find it just about anywhere, Amazon and all those. And
yes, absolutely. I sent it through on Amazon. Now it's available on other platforms, so bookstores can access it and libraries. But on Amazon, it's available through various audiobook retailers, but also as an ebook and a paperback.
Oh, so. Now you did the audiobook not too long ago, right? Did you do that yourself?
I didn't record it myself. Okay. I wanted to, but with time and technical needs and stuff, I decided to hire someone, and she did a fantastic job really capturing the tone of the book.
Now, let's see. You mentioned that you kind of had your own life lesson series there, mm-hmm. And how you started to do this. But do you work now in a financial field, or how do you fill your days other than family?
Yeah, right now it is really, you know, it's been an evolution. A year ago, I kind of re-upped my blog and kind of settled into being like, you know, really talking with God and realizing, you know what, this passion for walking alongside other people who either are really struggling or need help with their personal finances and trying to strategize how to work through different situations. That's what I want to do. I really love that. That isn't going away in my life. Then a couple months later, all of a sudden, you know, I'm working on this blog. And then a couple months later, I'm like, I need to write the book. Yeah. I don't know exactly how it's going to, what all it's going to cover, but I know it's going to be about personal finances and my journey, and I'm going to publish it myself. I didn't know anything about that background. I do have a background in professional writing through college, but didn't know what self-publishing was. But I wrote the book, the rough draft, in a couple months, and spent the summer editing it and learning the self-publishing world, because that was just so new. Yeah. And really throughout the year, just got in the space of every day I was learning lots of new things, and it was uncomfortable, but at the same time there was kind of this rhythm of excitement and like, I don't know what I'm doing here, but I am learning and I'm growing and it's really stretching me and this is good for me. And I really learned and am learning how to use my time much better than I was before. And to, you know, when my time is set aside to be a mom and a wife, mm-hmm. I'm much more present in those times.
Sure.
And instead of trying to look at other things while I'm doing those. And so when I am sitting down working on my business, it's, I have to be really focused because it's precious time. So yeah, so now I'm potentially working on another book, but right now I'm taking the content from this book and developing a group, basically an online group where I can work with people, coach alongside of them. So they're in this group environment, community, which I really think is important to the element of personal finance journey.
Sure.
And then also, you know, helping them with various resources, kind of walking them through the process of the book of, you know, you need to figure out why this is important, you know, right. And why are you why are we making certain mistakes over and over again? How can we break that cycle and create new ones?
Yeah. And I noticed in just looking through it myself, there's a lot, there's oftentimes, it's a quick read. I mm-hmm. love that. And, you know, people think it's got to be super complicated. It's finances, right? You know, mm-hmm. and it's like, it seems very accessible to everybody. I do like, you have some like journaling pages almost included in there. How did that come into play?
It began to develop because I was thinking, okay, what is going to actually bring about change in someone? Mm-hmm. And that's really up to the reader. You know, you get as much out of anything as you put into it.
Right.
And I think I've been journaling, you know, off and on, but I remember I was a young girl and had a journal. So this process of writing and reflection and kind of thinking about what's inside of me and also listening for what the Lord wants to talk to me about it's just been a theme throughout my life. So it's not, you know, now that I look back at it, it's not a surprise at all that he, you know, that's part of that change for the reader. If they listen to those questions, because I don't think you can read something and then have that bring about change in you. Because it's, you know, my story is in there and I give advice, but, you know, it's really, you have to stop and think about, why am I, you know, doing whatever it is? Why do I have this attitude towards money in this area? Where did that come from? How can I change that? You know, it's so easy to go through life and not assess in any area that we're looking at, to not really kind of think about, where did that come from?
Right.
And why do I think that way? Is that good? Has that been healthy? Do I need to change that? How can I change it? And so
right.
I think that's where real change comes about. And so I wanted to give the opportunity to a reader to have real change throughout the book if they gave it
sure.
that opportunity.
Yeah. In looking through, I was even going, oh, I never thought of that. You know, so it gives you pause to think, and that kind of is where the rubber meets the road.
You know,
you can have the thought, oh, finances, I can't deal with this. But when you get in there, you go, okay, I can. I'm society so often anymore right now, the culture tells us that we can't do things and we're incapable, in air quotes, you know. But it's like, yeah, I can do this. I can be in control of this today and, you know, walk this through. God and I, we got this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing. For you, you said that when you moved away from Indiana, and that's when some of your financial stuff, the adulting started.
Mm-hmm.
How
yeah.
did that unfold for you?
Well, so I have been working since I think 12 when I had my first official job doing detasseling. Such hard work, but I was like so happy to earn a paycheck and have been working ever since. I've always had at least one part-time job, if not a couple.
Sure.
And so hard work wasn't the issue. And then even through college, you know, I was doing really well. I had not too much debt when I left college. And so then when I got out to LA and I had a job at a local university there, and kind of, I think looking back, I didn't have a real purpose to my finances.
Mm-hmm.
I had an income and I knew I had bills to respond to, but I didn't have, I mean, I want to say like, I didn't have anybody else telling me like, hey, Heather, you could be doing this. And mm-hmm. maybe everybody responds differently to that kind of input. But what would have really helped me at the time and what I should have done was taken a personal finance class.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't know what I didn't know.
Exactly.
And it would have been best for me because, one, it would have really given me some education that I thought I had, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And also it would have put me in community mm-hmm. because I just mm-hmm. moved. But also it would have put me around people who had goals and, you know,
right.
that maybe were a little bit even ahead of me in life.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been really good for me to be around some people who are like, oh gosh, how awesome that all you have is just the student loans. Like, you know, these are all the options we lost because of these maybe mistakes or just the way we responded to certain emergencies in life.
Sure.
So I just didn't have a vision. You know, I wanted to go to grad school and I wanted to, you know, enjoy being out there.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. And I did it on, you know, when my income would run out for the week, I would do it on a credit card or whatever. And so, you know, and then I had car emergencies. Those were a big thing
sure.
That I had to deal with. And, you know, even though I was still really connected to my family back here, my parents could only help as much as they could.
Right.
And so I'm sure that was hard, you know, even though they might not have known everything, they, you know, saw their daughter struggling, and it was hard for them to not rescue me even more. And as a parent now, even though my kids aren't at that age, I can get how that will be really difficult to not try to help them out of situations, even if they put themselves in there. So,
yeah. Yeah. So. And that's, I think that's another thing. It's so easy now. Everything's, you know, click, click, and it's like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That was easy purchase. We noticed that this year in our family with Christmas. It was, oh, it's so easy to do this. Click, click, click. Yeah. And then you're like, that's,
yeah, there was
lot.
No online shopping when I at that yes. age, which was
that might
have been
a better thing as yeah. far as so yeah.
Yeah. So and then, you know, I just kind of the hole just got deeper and deeper.
Sure.
And then it
sure.
really became this process of desperation mm-hmm. and feeling like, I don't know how I don't feel like I'm breathing here. I'm barely making it. Mm-hmm. And then the more that feeling came, the less I felt like more of the shame and like, I'm just going to manage this myself.
Right.
And that's, I think, unfortunately, like it's in a way you're sick mm-hmm. and there's no physical symptoms.
Right.
Unless you're reacting to it physically, which is definitely true. But sure. it's so easy to keep your personal, your finances a secret.
Yeah.
And yes, they're personal, but I also feel that if you are at a point where you're not sure what to do, or you're about to make a decision to rescue yourself, go and ask someone first. What do you think about this? I mean, and that's biblical. We're supposed to ask for right. wisdom and godly counsel, and to not, you know, it for a number of years was taboo to talk about that kind of stuff. And there's certainly a place for it. That's really part of one of my passions, is to help people my age and younger to let's get this out in the open and talk about it more.
Right.
I think there's just, you know, you can see the numbers of people who aren't saving and people who are drowning in student debt and people who have no options in life except to work
right.
and live
right.
on barely anything because of the debt that they have. And that's just not,
yeah.
I think that's very unnecessary, and there's a way to work through it for sure.
And when people are just starting out, I think that tends to, you know, they are excited. They, oh, I'm making money. And
yeah.
I think they really don't think about all of the things. I mean, in talking to my own daughter, who's 18, she would love to get an apartment. And when we talk, I could pay for an apartment. But then I'm like, food, insurance, medications, emergencies, things come up with the car,
yeah.
insurance. How are you going to pay for all that? And it's like, oh, yeah, that is hard. So I think probably a lot of what you're doing also is educating. When
yeah.
you speak to groups, it seems like that would help them, because they do. They tend to get that, you know, oh, my first paycheck, I went and bought earrings. It's kind of that way.
Yeah.
So it can help them learn.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I feel like I talk to different groups on different levels, but I love sharing with younger people a cautionary tale of what not to do. And I even am starting to hear it from people who, you know, maybe are 5-8 years younger than me, who now don't want to go back to work. They have a little baby and they're like, oh gosh, like if someone had just explained to me when I was signing, it isn't all student debt, but so much of it is that for a lot of people,
yeah.
you know, if someone had explained to me, okay, just so you're aware, these are the options you're taking away from yourself.
Right.
And I'm not against college. I have two degrees.
Mm-hmm.
But when it takes away your options for your life down the road, and maybe you're okay with that, you know, and it depends on careers and all that kind of stuff. There's so many elements to it, but they should be able to understand what they're giving up.
Yeah.
And that conversation doesn't happen, I don't think, a lot. Yeah.
And in case you're just tuning in, we're talking about Unlock Your Why, 7 Keys to a Thriving Relationship with Money. Heather Burgett is joining us. And you mentioned a blog. Do you still do the blog?
I still do it. I do it more for resources. It's still part of my website. But once I released this book, and then I kind of, you know, was having this conversation with God about, okay, what's next? Because when I wrote the book, I was very, very certain that so many people need not just this book, but there needs to be an increase in education, in conversation, and community around this is how, you know, this is how we're doing our finances. It might work for you, might not.
Right.
The point is, think about it and do it intentionally. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us are missing that intention with our finances. We just respond. We just react. We have a job and maybe a career, but we're just kind of reacting. And that's where it's because of a lack of vision, you know, and scripture says that where there's a lack of vision, the people perish. And that's what's happening, not just in the church, but in America as a whole. When you look at the personal finance situation and the statistics, they make my blood boil because it's so sad and so avoidable. And honestly, I don't look at those statistics and think, how dumb are those people? Like, I can't believe like they're getting that much debt. For one, I understand what it's like to walk in their shoes.
Exactly.
So that's a big part of when I work with people. I'm like, I get it. I get it. I get how you ended up here and how you felt like you had no other options. And so that's a big part of that. I guess I talk so much about through the book and a lot of like reviews I've had, people are like, she's just so honest. She's so open about her own journey and the mistakes that she's made. And it's moving people from hopeless to being hopeful.
Right.
But it all, you know, I think a lot of it just comes to a lack of education.
Mm-hmm.
And also we're just so marketed to, you
know?
And if you haven't, again, stopped, reflected on that, thought about where do I want to spend my money and why do I want to spend it there? We don't have to spend our money the same way. Some of us love going to the movies, okay? Or some of us love taking vacations. We love traveling. I heard someone put it one way. It's your conscious spending plan. We're, about, you know, I love, you know, maybe you're a foodie and you love trying out new restaurants. Mm-hmm. Great. So you set money aside, whereas you're not going to put money in other areas that maybe someone else would.
Sure.
But again, you know, intention and education, I hear so many people, oh, well, it should be classes in the high schools, you know, and that's, and I'm like, I mean, was making an income, I kind of cared about it, but I didn't really get it then.
Right.
It's good. It's good exposure and definitely should be there. It also should be in the colleges, mm-hmm. should be a requirement. And then you should be required to get it again in like mm-hmm. multiple seasons of life because that, you know, life is always changing. You're responding differently. What matters to you changes, you know, you don't really care about life insurance at certain points, but at some point you should like, okay,
right.
Yeah, now I should start investing. I should start finding a little bit of money that I can like put aside and, you know.
So it's not something that you like, oh, I did this. I got myself out of debt. Now I have a family and I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, you're still applying everything that you learned.
You know, the struggle to not waste money. And waste, again, as a person, so, you know, for me, that would be like just walking into TJ Maxx. I need to get a sweater, but maybe I'm going to, I walk out with five other things that I did not intend to get, you know? And so, yeah, that struggle, no matter where you are in your journey, you need to be reminding yourself, this year I'm putting aside this money for, you know, maybe it's a vacation or, you know, or, and for a lot of people, the first step is just like, I don't want to live paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
I don't want to struggle like that anymore. And I think it's really easy to, you know, when my husband and I told people, we like got married and we were like, we're going to do this. We're going to get rid of our debt as fast as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were supportive. And then there were people who were like, yeah, but that's kind of life, right? Like you live with debt.
Yeah.
That's like, how do you not have debt?
Right. Right.
And so it is a re-educating.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're raising your kids with, you know, with healthy mindset around money and how you use your money, then you're giving them a real head start. But, you know, then they're going to have to decide for themselves down the road.
Right. And so, even I noticed even with, you say, being marketed to,
mm-hmm.
Even with a lot of the companies that, you know, will help you get rid of your debt. And you look at it and you go, okay, I owe these things. I should pay it back. And yet they're going, we can get you out of that debt. And their goal is not to have you pay it off and become a, you know, be responsible about it.
Right.
It's, you know, oh, let's just pretend this didn't happen. And that's not reality. And that's not how it's going to work. So
I'm so glad you brought that up. I actually was having someone came to me and said, okay, here's my situation. I have these high interest credit cards and I was managing them, you know, the minimums for a while, but now they're too much. What can I do? gosh, I wish I had done that. I mean, I ended up rescuing myself with a payday loan, a really big one, and the interest was insane, and there was no way I could pay it back. Mm-hmm. So I had to, you know, figure a way out of it. So that person, you know, the first thing I asked her was, I want you to think about how you got here and how are you going to not get back here again?
Exactly.
And so, and she, I was really impressed, took me very seriously and was like, okay, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to ask myself those questions, you know, and she kind of thought about, okay, it was dealing, responding to emergencies and just some different things. Her income shifted. And so she had to use that. She didn't have savings. And so, you know, yeah, the rescuing and stuff, you got to think about, do I have a plan for not getting back here again? Mm-hmm. And then I think if you've done the work to figure that out, then sometimes it is, you know, you do need to, because of maybe your income is going to be only a certain amount, then work with a credit counseling agency or someone who's going to help so that you can get on top of things.
Sure.
So I think that they can be beneficial, but yes, when it's this, you know, a lot of people claim bankruptcy fast.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, you know, and then they talk to family and friends and everybody's like, yeah, you know, they're encouraging them to do it. And and there's nothing wrong with that if that's your only option.
Right.
And I think options, it just comes back to, did you ask? Did you really, you know, find out ahead of time instead of deciding this is my only option? This is what I have to do.
I think with our kind of instant culture that a lot of people, they don't take the time to research, which is helpful. I mean, it's going to be helpful no matter what.
Yeah.
But I think also the research helps you know that, okay, this is my pattern. Wow. I need to make a change.
Yeah.
Heather, could you share your website with us?
My website is www.heatherburgette.com. Mm-hmm. And there's my blog, of course, also information about the book. I don't know if I've finished the answer to your question earlier, but I really want to continue and speak because I feel like that's part of getting the message out about this book with so many people needing it.
Right.
And it's so beautiful how God works because, you know, when I started feeling this tug to speak more and a couple of people were like, hey, would you come and speak about your book? I was like, yeah, I'd love to.
Right.
And then I, you know, really started to think about speaking and talking with different audiences. And I just would look back, you know, I can look back at the rest of my life and I'm like, of course. Yeah. I mean, of course, writing and speaking, and who knows, you know, how long this trajectory will last,
right,
what the Lord has in mind. But I have, you know, been a professor since 2008. And so speaking is a very natural thing for me to teach and to speak and to do those types of things. And then, of course, writing. Have always loved writing. So it's just really neat how opportunities continue to come along, different groups, and just kind of working with people, some one-on-one, but that's kind of why I'm developing a group and a community that I can work more in a group setting with people,
right,
and kind of move them along a process.
Sure.
The book is structured for 7 weeks. That's not a magical number per se, but that's just kind of where I landed and kind of walking with people so that hopefully that's enough momentum in their life.
Right.
Okay, I got this. I'm feeling more confident. I'm on top of some things. It's going to take me a year to meet this goal or whatever it is, but I know what I'm doing. And that's a really good feeling for a lot of people. A lot of people don't make any calls or do anything because they're just stuck. I don't know what to do.
Right.
I don't know who to talk to.
Yeah.
And I certainly don't, you know, I feel ashamed. I have several people who contacted me and they start with that. I really hate that I'm asking you this question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just feel, I cannot believe I'm where I'm at. And I'm
right.
Like, gosh, I get it. I wish I had been as brave. And it wasn't until I was, you know, dating my husband that I was like, here's my dirty laundry.
Yeah.
You know, here's it is. And he was, you know, It's been our debt, you know, that we paid off over a long time, 5 years. There's just so many dynamics to personal finances. And once you're married, I mean, it's one of the leading causes why people get divorced.
Oh, yeah.
And so even though it was really hard those first few years to figure out each other's rhythms and how we thought about money and our goals together, I can't tell you what it's done for us, because instead of being a dividing point, it's a point of unity.
Right.
Which in marriage is, it's hard to find sometimes when you're raising kids and there's so many things and it's like, it's you and it's me and we think differently. And yes, that's true. But for us to work together with our money has really just been really incredible.
Our listeners can, if they say, I want to look at this book. Okay, Unlock Your Why, 7 Keys to a Thriving Relationship with Money, Heather Burgett, and it's B-U-R-G-E-T-T-E, and it's a .com, right?
Yep.
Our listeners, some of them are not on computers. Is there another way they can contact you?
Yeah, absolutely. They could email me. It also is my name, heather.burgett@gmail.com, and I'm on there daily, so absolutely. Okay. Just, again, opportunities. An area I would love to dive into more is working with employers, going into the workplace, because there's a lot of research that shows that when, and I know this from my own experiences, when you're struggling with your finances or there is stress around it, it takes away from your productivity in the workplace. And that affects the bottom line for employers.
Sure.
And so I'd love to help employers, or, you know, maybe they have people that are always, I need a raise. And you're like, I'm paying you a good wage. I tell a lot of people, is it an income problem you're having or an expense problem? Sometimes for people, it is an income problem. They're like, and I'm like, Sure. Yeah, okay, we need to help you build that up. Often it's an expense problem, and it's neat to talk with people, and I can tell you're ready to do a little bit of hard work. You're ready to make some change in your life. And then there are other times we aren't. We get to this point where like, yeah, I don't really like that I live paycheck to paycheck, but I'm dealing with it. Yeah. And that you're not to the point yet where you're sick and tired of where you're at. So once you get to that point of desperation, you'll make the changes you need to. You know, you'll look at the next year and be like, I could be really frugal for the next year because I would.
It's going to have all these other benefits in other areas of my life. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you, Heather, for being
Absolutely.
With us. The book again is Unlock Your Why, 7 Keys to a Thriving Relationship with Money.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.
You've been listening to Life and Faith Indiana. Please direct any questions about the broadcast to Scott Kump. You can reach Scott at 260-423-2337, extension 14. That's 423-2337, extension 14. Life and Faith Indiana is a production of WFCV, the Bot Radio Network affiliate in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Thanks for listening, and join us again for another edition of Life and Faith Indiana.
For over 50 years, Rab Water, with locations in Warsaw, Allen County, Huntington, Lafayette, Kokomo, and Logansport, has been the experts in water. Rab knows water and provides only the finest equipment in the industry. Rab and Kinetico Water Systems are a great team. Go to rabwater.com to set up a free water analysis. Rab, keeping your water clean, pure, and soft. Rab Water wants to thank Bot Radio Network for supplying the living water to Northeast Indiana.